Genius.
The fully realized vision of an authentic American genius.
We need your brains.
Don't you have a brain in your head?
Oh, then I will have to adjust your brain a bit.
Every day, Billy the Brain talks with the best guests in America.
Cool.
About business.
The boss that works for you.
Entertainment. Sports.
Turn now to sports.
And the local community.
Radio keeps its eye on local events.
It's time for brainstorming.
My brain is like mush.
With Billy the Brain.
Sounds like fun. Let's go.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Hi, this is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We're live every day, Monday through Friday at 10 o'clock here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. You can also hear us streaming over the internet at brainstormingonline.com. My goal is to bring you interviews with thought leaders in business, entertainment, sports, and the local community. Together, we'll listen to what these people say and relate it to how we live and work right here in Ventura County. Brainstorming with Billy the Brain is smart radio with sharp questions aimed at intelligent guests. It's talk radio done right for the 21st century. If you want to join in the conversation, you can call us at 639-0008, or if you're outside of the area code, it's area code 805-639-0008. Every show has a theme, but before we get to today's theme, I want to remind you to take the poll that is up on my website, brainstormingonline.com. I ask a real simple yes-no question, and today's question is, will you be looking for a new job in 2012? Just go to my site, brainstormingonline.com. That's brainstorming, S-T-O-R-M-I-N, online.com. Take the poll. You'll be able to see the results so far immediately when you go to the website, and then I'll announce the overall results on Thursday's show. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is New Year's resolutions. Each of my guests will discuss a common New Year's resolution, whether it's finding a new job, being healthier, or getting organized. My first guest is the godfather of finding a new job. He's helped over 23,750 people find the perfect job. We'll discuss his gold form system and to help find the job you really want to get and to get the employers to call you. My second guest is a PhD in homeopathy and natural medicine, and whose goal it is to help us set up and resolve a healthier 2012. We'll discuss her 6 points for New Year's health resolution success. My third guests are a Harvard medical doctor and an executive wellness coach. Together, they'll get to the root cause of clutter in our lives from their book, Organize Your Mind, Organize Your Life. And if you want to join in the conversation, you can call us at 639-0008. Joseba has been a guest on over 650 radio talk shows across the United States and Canada. As I said, more than 23,000 people have ordered his book, How to Get the Job You Really Want and Get Employers to Call You. And tens of thousands more have used his gold form idea to get their perfect job. Joe is a co-founder of the Colorado Speakers Association and a member of the National Speakers Association. He served on the Colorado Independent Publishers Association for 2.5 years. He is also a member of SPAN, which is the Small Publishers Association of North America, and PMA, the Publishers Marketing Association. Joe has spoken in 16 states and regional speaking and publishing associations around the country. Welcome to the show, Joe. How are you today?
What a great day to be alive.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more. We're having a beautiful day here. You're having a beautiful day there in the Denver area. But I got to just go right to the heart of this, if we can, Joe, because we're in the midst of 8.6% unemployment. And you've got an interesting perspective.
Billy, in my opinion, there is no unemployment in America. There's underemployment. People are doing things they don't like to do, and we can help them sing the song that they really came to sing.
All right. So let's talk about that. There's no unemployment, and we'll just take that at face value. Certainly there are jobs out there, and you make the bold statement that there are a lot of unfilled jobs in there that just people are not able to find. So let's talk about that a little bit more. What makes you think that there's such a booming job economy out there when all of the gloom and doom in the newspapers tells us the opposite?
Well, I've got my partner, Diana, going to Craigslist right now. I've never checked out Ventura or Santa Barbara yet, but I've checked out Denver, and every single day, Monday through Friday, there's an average of 280 new jobs listed. You see, I'm old enough to remember where we used to use the newspaper help wanted columns, right, Billy?
Those were the good old days, yes.
Well, last year, one of the big newspapers in Denver, the Rocky Mountain News, closed up because younger people don't get their news from the newspaper anymore. They get it from the Internet. So here's the secret. Three steps. I'm not going to promote my book. I want to give them three steps for free right now.
All right.
Number one, you got to decide what you want to do.
Mm-hmm. All right, decide what you want to do. Now,
that's more than looking at your resume and saying, I used to be a bookkeeper, I was a truck driver, I was a radio talk show host. What do you really, really, really want to do with your life?
Now, this is a great time for self-reflection, Joe. No question about that.
That's a good phrase.
But by the same token, there's this gap between what I may want to do and what I'm able to do. I mean, in my wildest dreams, I would love to be an NBA basketball star and play for the Denver Nuggets. That isn't going to happen. I'm old, I'm fat, I'm out of shape. So those three things are working against me. How do we bridge the gap between what one wants to do and what has the, and what one has the ability to do?
Okay, now, is that a realistic or pipe dream about being an NBA player? How tall are you, Billy?
I'm 6'2". I could be a point guard,
yes,
conceivably.
Yes, you could. And boy, the Nuggets are going great this year, too. There's always room for real exceptional people, whether it be Billy the Brain or Tim Tebow. You see, we have to forget about using that word realistic because Tim Tebow started when he was 6 years old. Now, when did your dream about NBA take place?
Oh, my dream, my fantasy dream, probably happened in college, and it died in college.
Okay. But it can be resurrected. In my case, I have been doing the same seminar, How to Speak for Fun and Profit, for 32 years. There's 2 million people in Denver, so I haven't run out of people yet.
All right, Joe. But it still doesn't address the basic problem, and that is that gap between what employers are looking for and what skills that one has to offer.
Diana just went to Craigslist in Santa Barbara.
Mm-hmm.
There are 200 jobs in the last 48 hours.
Oh, I have no doubt about that. I have no doubt.
First of all, decide what you want to do very specifically, and then identify, go to Google, and pick out 10 companies that you'd like to go to work for. Write down the company name and their telephone number. Now, here's where I'm going to give you a script, Billy, our listeners a script, that I guarantee will work.
All right.
It's the scariest thing in the world for a person to pick up the telephone and call somebody they don't know. But there's a script. You call these companies with the following words. Verbatim. Could you help me, please?
Yes.
Sounds so simple, but in my years in sales training, Billy, that will always get a yes response.
Okay, nobody wants to be unhelpful, that is for sure.
Well, yesterday I got a phone call from Billy the Brain, says, could you help me, please? I got a 20-minute spot tomorrow.
That's right.
Did everybody say yes to your calls, Billy?
No, never.
Okay, so you called 10 people. Could you help me, please? And then you ask the next question. Who could I talk to about going to work for XYZ company?
All righty. All right.
7 out of 10 will say, no, we're not hiring, or no, there's no one here, or no, no, no. 3 out of 10 will say yes. And they'll put you in touch with Susie or Jim or Sally. 3 out of 10 is pretty good in baseball, isn't it, Billy?
You're hitting 300. It'll get you into the Hall of Fame like Barry Larkin was just inducted.
$4 million players. $4 million. Just for striking out, flying out, or grounding out 7 times.
Mm-hmm.
So you go to the interview, and here's where some valuable tips from my book come in. I'm revising my book now, but this will never change. In most interviews for jobs, tell me how most people end up the interview.
On the employer side or the person who the candidate?
The applicant side.
The applicant side.
I hope to hear from you.
Okay.
No. Here are the exact words to close the interview. You stop the ping pong game, S-T-O-P, by asking, is there anything else you'd like to know about me during our first interview?
All right.
That's assuming there's going to be a second or third.
Right.
The second statement you made is summarizing. You know, Sally or Jim, I feel with my background, education, experience, I could do a good job for your company and help us both reach our goals this year.
Okay.
It's called tooting your own horn.
Sure.
I know our moms say, but we have to. And then the last thing, stop, summarize, then close. C-L-O-S. You close the interview by asking, by the way, I'm available immediately. How soon would you like me to start?
All right, the presumptive close.
Presumptive close. Now, most people did not have a required course in high school or college in selling. But in the last 5 to 7 minutes, I've given people a short course in selling, and that's where people can get the job they really want.
All right. My guest is Joe Sabo. He's the author of the book, How to Get the Job You Really Want and to Get Employers to Call You. He's also a practitioner of the Gold Form Method. And I want to talk a little bit about that, if we can, because that's very unique. You say chuck the resume, throw it away, it's no good, it's backwards looking, and you have something you call the Gold Form. So first of all, since most employers want a resume, since most automated online systems today require a resume if you're applying to one of these big companies, talk to me about why the resume is unimportant and why your Gold Form system is better.
Billy, you are repeating the company line. Everybody requires a resume. That may or may not be true. I don't know it to be true. I've never had a resume in my entire life.
All right, but you've been self-employed much of your entire life, too.
Yes, I have.
So, yeah, you probably don't have to apply to yourself on a daily basis.
You're absolutely right. See, my partner, Diana, who's with me here this morning in Denver, we both gave ourselves the same degree. We both have a BS in MSU, make stuff up.
So
we make stuff up and do seminars, and people come to hear us and learn from us. And they pay us money. Self-employment is the greatest thing ever going. The Gold Form is not a resume on goldenrod paper. It's a form that talks about what you want to do instead of what you have done. See, resumes are always past tense. You worked here, then I worked there, and blah, blah, blah. It doesn't give a true picture of where you are today. If a person should want copies of this Gold Form, instead of charging $19.95 for my book, I've got an e-book version that they can get for $9.95 at SabahJobs, S-A-B-A-H, jobs.com. And they can get an e-version of that, and the Gold Forms are in there, plus those three questions on closing the interview. It's so important we ask for what we want. Don't get caught up in, I hope to hear from you. I'm sorry I've taken up so much of your time. Most people are being wishy-washy when it comes to the interview.
Well, there's no doubt about that. My guest is Joe Sabo. So, Joe, the Gold Form, though, when I look at the Gold Form, and I've had the opportunity to see several examples of those on your website, which is joesabo.com, but the Gold Form itself, isn't the Gold Form simply a cover letter that one would attach to a resume if one was sending in a traditional resume? What makes it different than a cover letter where you really highlight all of your strengths and weaknesses?
First of all, it's not a cover letter. It's a standalone sales letter. And what it does, it talks about what your skills and talents are, not where you used to use them, but it talks about your skills and talents and how they can help the new company make more money so they can pay you next Friday.
All right. So let's use a practical example if we can, Joe. Let's say I've been an account payables clerk all of my life. That is what I do.
Okay.
And that if I looked at my resume, I've worked at ABC company, XYZ company, and at every one of those, I've been in the accounting department and I've been an accounts payable clerk. The economy has tanked. Accounts payable clerks' jobs are hard to find. So now I'm looking at the 10 companies that you've had me identify that I would like to work for. How do I create a gold form to highlight my skills in a job position that's dying?
Billy, you don't. The current technology I'm using is pick up the telephone, make 10 phone calls, strike out 7 times, get 3 interviews. Even though my book talks about get employers to call you, I'm going to revamp that whole book idea. The telephone is the way to go today. No resumes, no emails, no Facebook, no Twitter, none of that stuff. The telephone is still the most powerful tool.
More so than LinkedIn, Joe? Because that's what everybody uses.
We used it so effectively yesterday and today. We are not doing LinkedIn or Facebook. We are talking. Speakers speak. Speakers speak. If you write those two words down, Billy, and remind people, pick up the phone and make 10 calls.
10 calls. All right, that's good. So you reach out, you're using the 10-call method that you described earlier, getting 3 interviews. Of those 3 interviews, you use the closing technique, and that's really what brings you the most success.
Absolutely. A guarantee, and I'll tell you what, a guarantee it'll work. And if somebody wants to chat with me on by phone, is it okay if I give out my home phone number here?
Yeah, by all means.
I'll give them 10, 15, 20 minutes of time, just one-on-one. I'm at 303-722-7200.
That is great. Now, Joe, you're rewriting the book, so it's not going to be the same title that it once was, How to Get the Job You Really Want and Get Employers to Call You. But for the new revised book, when it comes out, what do you want readers to take away from reading the book?
That there are more opportunities, whether we call them jobs or self-employment, there's more opportunities for a person to sing the song they came to sing. In other words, God put you on this earth. Why are you here? What are you doing to further your mission on earth? That's my message.
And it is a powerful message, particularly at this time of the year when everybody's gearing up for the year ahead. Joe, it has been a delight. Thank you so much for being my special guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We'll talk to you down the road.
Billy, my pleasure.